Today in Paris, there was an attack on a newspaper, a journal, which produced a lot of satirical cartoons against all parts of human life, including religion. And over 10 people were killed. And I was getting ready for the liturgy, I watched it on CNN, I was watching the news, and immediately, and I don't know whether it's my nature or whatever, but there is an immediate tensing of muscles, and you want to respond boldly, even tough, even violently. And I thought about Christmas today. If you read the Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament, you see so much violence, so much antagonism of humanity one against the other. And throughout the Hebrew scriptures, God is reaching out to humanity. And his final response, as we see it in salvation history, is Christmas. And it's not a violent response. He doesn't come to show off a king with power, with armies, with violence. He comes as a child, born of a woman, as we all were, and quietly affirming our common humanity, he lays in a manger, and this is God's strength, and his wisdom, and his power. Because when violence intrudes in human life, it is very weak and very violent to respond with anger and destruction. This is the sign of a weak and feeble mind. It is a very powerful thing to control the violence that is in you, and with God's grace, to respond creatively. How can I change this situation? Not by causing more destruction or violence or anger, but how can I find a way where creation happens again? Jesus is God's creative response to humanity's problems. God didn't come to wipe out the planet. He didn't lose hope in humanity. He didn't say, "I will kill all of you." He said, "I come as a child. I love you. I want to be with you." But he respects us enough to give us the freedom to decide what to do with that offer of love and power. There is a great power to someone who in a time of violence can respond creatively, productively, and with compassion. No one wins with violence. The war of terrorism is not a war of violence. It is a war of ideas. It is a war of compassion. It is a war of who will be able to conquer, not by violence or by force, but by humanity, by commonality. Christmas is God saying, "I am one of you. I am part of your history. I love you. I forgive you. Learn to love one another." And every time some violence comes into your life, someone hurts you, someone speaks against you, someone manipulates you, someone hurts you physically, spiritually, psychologically, think creatively. How can Christmas, God's response to our life and our history, how can I use the power and the time and the life that was given to me to create something new, not simply to destroy someone or something? Use the idea of peace and the idea of Christmas to create a new beginning and a new creation in your life. Next time someone challenges you, challenge them with the idea of peace and creation. Христос рождається.